Every Monday, we like to talk to Jerry Rice.
Jerry
Rice, presented by
eat.
The 2019 U.S. Open Championship at Pebble Beach. Tickets available at usopen.com. Be there. The great three-time Super Bowl champion, the NFL Hall of Famer, and the greatest all time. Jerry Rice joins us, 95.7 The Game. Joe Lowe and Dibs here in the morning. I am Jim Cozumore in for Joe Fortenbaugh, has the week off. Jerry, nice.
Do you love me?
Do you love me?
Hey, how you guys doing? Kiki, do you love me?
Go ahead, Jay Lovers.
See?
Oh, you're riding.
Man.
I love it. See?
What's
he's
going
in it.
On, guys?
Nothing like
great.
A couple of old guys hanging out singing Drake songs, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, I know. Hey, we're bringing it back.
There you go. That's what I like. All right, Jerry, the 49ers are bringing it back too, man. They got a win yesterday and a nice win. The tight end, George Kittle, playing well. George's going to join us at 9:30 today. When you think, bring me inside the locker room. 49ers get just their third win of the season. What does it do for morale this late in the year and they're still fighting hard against the team and the Broncos who still thought they might have had some playoff hopes?
Well, I'm sure it felt good for Kyle Shanahan to stick it to the Broncos like that. But, you know, just to get a win, it changes the whole morale. And these guys, you know, they went out there, they battled yesterday. They got the win, and Kittle was just killing it, man. That 85-yarder that he had, I mean, running away from people. And this guy, you know, what he brings to the table, he's just like, you know, you can see his commitment, his physicality out on the football field. He makes plays, and he's enjoying the game. So it was a great win for the 49ers. Momentum-wise, you know, this is going to throw them into the next game, and I'm sure they're looking forward to it.
Jerry, what's it like when you have a monster game like George Kittle had? And I take you back to December 18th, 1995, when you guys took on Minnesota. You had 14 grabs for 289 and three. Steve Young finding you all game long. Jerry, what's it like when you're that locked in as a receiver?
Well, I think it's just like you're so caught up in the zone. You can see the way you can see the field. And I was watching him yesterday. After he caught the ball, it was his vision. And he knew exactly where to get to get to the end zone. So it's like everything slows down a little bit. You just so focused. You know exactly what's going on. And you try not to really get caught up in the moment because, you know, you don't want to say, well, you know, I have caught like about five balls. Then you start thinking about the yardage and all that stuff. But I wanted him to break that record, man. Come on. You know, four yards. He would have broke, Shannon Sharpe's record for a tight end. And I don't know why they didn't target him a little bit more in the second half. But, you know, he did a great job. The momentum, the energy that he brought to the team, and I think it was a big part of him helping them to win that football game.
Oh, no question, Jerry, that was huge, especially in the first half. He did it in one half, so just think if they would have targeted him in the second to get that, make that happen. What did you think about the young tackle going against Von Miller, only giving up one sack? Von Miller this whole year had three offsides, had three yesterday. Was that just a young coach? He did a great job of just being staying at home, not jumping him. What did you think about the performance against a premier pass rusher?
I know, you know, it's all about detail. You know, the time that you put in during the week, staying focused, not getting caught up in the moment. He knew he was going up against a very good player in Von Miller. So you got to be able to be on top of your game, and I think he was able to do that yesterday.
You talk about a team that's struggled defensively, and to be able to hold the run back, think about under 100 yards. Denver beat Pittsburgh Steelers last week, pounding the ball, running the ball. San Francisco 49ers haven't necessarily tackled great this year, holding Case Keenum under 200 yards passing. What was the biggest thing, in your opinion, watching that game and watching it unfold, and how many times the Niners on fourth down, on third and short, were able to keep the Denver from converting?
Yeah, I think the thing is, and Lo, you know this, it's all about this man. It's the way you practice during the week. And then all of a sudden, when that happens during a ball game, you have prepared the right way. And I think that's why that defense is starting to really gel together. And it was so weird back in the day, the defense, they were so far ahead of the offense, and we would try to catch them at the end. And I think this defense is starting to shine right now. They're only going to get better the next couple of games.
Jerry Rice here on 95.7 The Game. Joe Staley able to make an incredible grab yesterday, Jerry. Did he remind you of yourself when Joe Staley picked that ball out of the air and began to burst toward the end zone?
Come on.
From Flash 80 to Flash 74, I think they're calling him.
Guys, I was at Ace, okay, and I run into Joe Staley. At Ace, you know, and I'm like, what you doing up in here, man? You say, you know, he was there to pick up some items and stuff like that. I was there to pick up some items. And it's so weird because I have always been around big offensive linemen and stuff like that. And I'm standing next to the guy. Man, this guy is really big. And plus, he's cool. You know, he's at Ace and he's grabbing twos and doing all of those things on his day off. But, you know, I taught him well, though. I'll take the credit for it. I taught him well. And, you know, that was a great play on his behalf.
Jerry, when you have guys like Kittle, who's too fast and too quick for linebackers to guard.
Right.
He's too physical for safeties to cover. And now you're looking at the receiver position. No, Pettis, you saw him start to make emergence, starting to play, you know, play okay, but still doesn't have a number one receiver. There's a guy that's going to be a free agent. I'd be remiss if I didn't to mention him. You saw his performance yesterday, and I think you love this kid in and out of routes, and he showed you that he is definitely a pretty elite receiver. Amari Cooper, is that a guy that you, if you're the Niners, do you look at, you try to get on a phone call to try to get him? What type of receiver could he do for this particular offense? Because now you have a tight end, but you don't seem to have a true number one receiver.
Yeah, you see what he's doing with the Dallas Cowboys. You know, this guy's making plays, man. And what I like, he's very quick out of his break. And but he also, he gets separation downfield where he can be that big play guy. But now you got a player like Kittle, and you can start building around this guy because this guy is only going to get better. He's going to terrorize defenses. And you start building around him. He's a hard old, you know, one-on-one. You can't cover him one-on-one. You know, too fast for linebackers, too fast for safeties and stuff like that. So if you can get a player like Amari Cooper, why not? You know, bring him in, and now you got this very explosive offense.
Jerry Rice is usually his usual Monday visit with us here on 95.7 The Game. Jerry, you watch the rest of the NFL, and you see offenses winging it around all over the place. And we saw last night the Bears get creative, the Rams get creative, Kansas City the same. Do you ever think what it would be like for you to run in some of these offenses where they're letting you just run wild? And defense a little bit different now. They can't lock you down or anything. Do you ever think what it would be like playing in some of these fun offenses?
You know what, man? I think I played in an era when we had the most explosive offenses, though. You know, to be honest with you, because we threw the ball more downfield. The only team that does a lot of that is probably Kansas City. And you look at everything else, it's like run, pass, option. And also throwing strings out and doing all that. I don't know if I could have maybe made plays in this type of offense because it's very conservative. You don't throw the ball deep downfield. Little short passes. And, you know, yeah, we ran slant routes and we ran quick outs and we did stuff like that. And we were able to break those for big plays. But, you know, I think I played in an era where the ball was really going downfield. And that's when you saw those 85-yarders and 90-yarders and all that.
Is part of the advantage that players have now the idea that the middle of the field is a safe zone for receivers, whereas when you played, it was about as high risk as it could possibly be?
Yeah, but I think we did a better job of reading defenses back in the day. We knew when it was a zone and we had to sit down. We knew when it was man-to-man and you had to continue running. And I think, you know, a lot of guys, they don't spend as much time, studying defenses, knowing if it's a man-to-man, if it's a zone. And the quarterback in the read pass option, he doesn't have as much time to hold on to the ball. And, the offensive line that we had, it was built, you know, for the quarterback to be able to drop back and really assess what's happening downfield and then delivering the football.
Jerry, when you think about McKenna and Breida, to me, those are type of running backs. They're game changers. They can big play. But do the, if you look at the Niners in the draft, they got the hopefully the first pick. Free agency, they have money. So do you have a chain mover as far as a backfield? You got two guys that are very explosive in screen games and the big home runner. But do you need that chain mover, that 4 yards in a cloud of dust? Does the Niners still need to address that in free agency, the draft? How do you get a guy that you know are going to get that 4 yards, that 5 yards in a cloud of dust?
Yeah, you know, but, you know, the only thing about, you know, when you're a team and you have that first round draft choice and stuff like that, there are so many areas that, you need help in. And it could be the running back position. It can be the wide receiver. It can be a defensive back that could be that shutdown corner or something like that. You know, because I think Richard Sherman, he wants to play till he's about 35. So he said there's a great possibility of him moving to safety because he knows that his body is going to slow down just a little bit, but he can still be smart back there in the secondary and really help that team out. So, yeah, there are so many areas. So, you know, I think with Breida, he's running the ball well. But the Niners have been hurt, you know, all season long with guys, you know, going back and forth. And you want that durable player that can be on the football field at all times. And you know, he can get those positive yards and keep the chains moving.
Jerry, thanks for the time. We always love talking to you on those Mondays after a 49er win. So we appreciate it, and thanks for joining us again.
Hey, man, appreciate you guys, you know, having me. And Kiki, do you love me?
Are you riding? Yeah, J-Lover.
We got it, baby. Hey, Lo.
I love it.
Hey, Lo, you know I can do some moves to that.
Okay.
And like, you know, yeah, man, come on now.
Okay,
come
I'll on, break Lo. It down with you.
Lo, you know what? I might see you on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, how are you not on Dancing with the Stars?
No, that's all Jerry. Jerry,
No.
I can't move.
Jerry
like,
will be your coach, right, Jerry? You'll coach him up.
Jerry's light-footed.
Hey, I'll coach him up big time because all that, you know, and it would be like two a day. You know, it'd be all over, Lo. I'm serious.
I'll be like, Jerry, do you love me? We'll be getting it in, Jay.
All right, man. You guys take care.
See you, man. Take care. The great Jerry Rice joining us. It's presented by the 2019 U.S. Open Championship at Pebble Beach. Tickets available at usopen.com. Be there.